Hi, Hunter. How are you? Doing good?
Good. How are you doing? Yes,
I am. You know, I'm blessed. Thank you for asking. I can't complain. I woke up on the right side of the dirt. You know, like they say,
right?
Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. And I want to say thank you for your service. Tara tells me you used to be a firefighter, right?
Yes, ma'am. I still currently.
Do you?
I use my EMT bar. Yeah, EMT a little bit, like an ambulance service. Yeah, I mean, I still have my firefighting service. It's still active. But
yeah,
I don't do that full time.
I was going to say you're not full time. Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah. Well, good for you, you know. That's awesome. I know you're not in my state, but I still say thank you for your service because, you know, you guys are the first responders, the ones front of the line, you know, who we go to when we need help, right? So, again.
That's what we gotta say, and we're there. Uh-huh. We're supposed to be there on people's worst day, you know.
You know, I'm going to tell you, in fact, one of the pastors at my church, both of them are actually firefighters. One's retired, our main pastor. And, you know, it just kind of warms your heart to know what people do, you know, to help others. So it's greatly appreciated. So, Tara, and I apologize, my name is Nadine, one of the regional specialists. I know that you've been talking here with Tara and Hunter. She does such an amazing job going over the basics of our program.
Yep.
And so I just want to go over the pricing and details with you. Did you have any questions as far as, like, how it works or the placement that we do?
I think I'm understanding it for the most part.
Okay. So I'm sure you've done a search on Google plenty of times before, whether you're looking for a restaurant or a tire shop, right?
Yes.
Okay. You know the map that pops up with the little red dots and then businesses listed right below it.
Yep.
So we call it the local map section, and that's where we would do the placement because 90% of searches, Hunter, are going to start and stop on that first page. So they're not finding you by your company name. They're going to find you by your services. Okay. What do you consider more of your specialty when it comes to the services? Is it more just strictly painting or anything else from that?
I would say if I could put one word, I would, remodeling. Remodeling, you just get a lot of painting and.
Okay.
That's just a majority thing. I get a lot of small bathrooms.
Do you? Oh, okay.
Yep. A lot of small bathrooms. I love doing kitchens. I don't get a ton of kitchens just because that's like a price thing for people for sure. Kitchens are expensive to repair.
We try to just remodel. Okay. Good. I noticed, I did a quick search for the company by name. I'll tell you because I wanted to see like where you had online presence, right? When I did that, I found, in fact, I believe this is your Facebook page, right?
Yes.
Your logo is blue and white. It's like a circle, kind of looks like water and then a house and then a tree.
Yep.
And it says like, okay. Beautiful work. I am looking at this kitchen that you posted August 20th. Oh my gosh!
It looks like a completely different kitchen.
Yes,
it was. That was a good one. That was a good one. And I'm bad. I just started that Facebook page not too long ago, and I'm bad.
Did you?
About not putting enough pictures on there, and I'm so swamped right now. I feel like I'll come home, and my wife's like, "Do you take pictures?" I'm like, I completely forgot. I know. But
beautiful
work.
Thank you.
But yeah, you're so welcome. I got some stuff I need to post for sure. I got plenty of stuff I need to catch up on my social media.
Yeah, but good job on that. And then, I did see a couple other directories that you popped out on. What's this one? The Angie's List. also known as HomeAdvisor.
I am a subscriber to their pro account.
Okay.
I get a lot of leads from them, but I don't secure a lot of jobs, I would say.
Okay.
But
why do you think? I don't know. People are like price shopping, or is it like the quality of the
lead? I really think people price shop on Angie. And I mean, uh-huh. I'm going to tell you, I'm not the cheapest guy, but I'm not the most expensive, for sure.
I'm not the cheapest guy. And
well, here,
you
know what? Because people don't focus. They don't focus on the quality. They're looking at the quantity.
Right.
Cheaper isn't always better.
They'll see that down the road, but you know, can't argue that.
And you can't cut your prices either just to get the job. You know what I mean? Because that's like kind of cutting your quality. So with Angie's, I know you mentioned you're doing the Angie's Pro. So you're paying, what is it, the monthly subscription for the year for the leads?
Yeah, it's pretty expensive. It's like $550.
Okay. About $550 a month.
I wanted to say it's worth it because, you know, if you get one job, you know, you pay for your subscription.
Well, yeah, it'll pay for itself. Right.
I wish it locked down more. I think this is my first month with them, and
okay, so you're very new to it still. Okay.
Yep.
And then, do you carry any type of insurance yet for the business, or are you still in the process of all that?
I carry a general liability.
At least $250,000?
Yes.
Beautiful.
I think it's a little more than that.
And I think there's no license really required, right, for general contractors in your area?
No. There is a price point that requires – the only thing in the state of Alabama, like, there really is no contracting license or this and that. But if you start getting over prices of like $10,000, you need to take your home builder's test. Even though you're not building home builders, that qualifies you for
but just
work.
Okay, got it. Okay.
And you know, that's definitely something I'm going to take, but when I get
good for you.
When I get I haven't had a ton of jobs reach that price point. I have had a few, and I have had one that was like $20-some thousand like gross, not net, but a gross job, and I had to have somebody else come in, and I had to work under them in that job, so I had to pretty much pay them just because they had a license.
Yeah.
Which is fine. It's fine in the growing stage part of it.
Okay. Well, there is a package that I want to offer you, and I think it would be a good fit for you. In fact, I've applied a credit because Tara did request for – we give a credit. We call it our veterans credit, but that applies to, like, firefighters, you know, first responders, okay, and those who have served.
Right.
In the armed services, right? Whether it be whatever branch. So basically the rate that I'm going to give you is a discounted rate with that already implemented. It's going to give you over a 50% savings. Okay. You will have absolutely no setup fee because we'll waive that. But basically this is our ideal package. It comes in, it's two packages combined into one. Okay. So the first part of this package is $249 a month. It's a fixed flat rate. It does come with a one-time $250 application fee for the Google Guaranteed program. And then the following month, you pay $249, and then once you get approved for Google Guaranteed, there's an activation budget. Okay?
Okay.
So part A of this package, the $249, is going to get you verified on Google. We create you that Google business profile. We optimize it to the first page, and we maintain it there in the local map section so that whenever someone is searching for kitchen, bathroom remodels, any of your services, they find you listed on the first page. They click on the number. They call you directly. We list you on Bing, Yelp, Apple Maps. We do Facebook advertising. So whenever someone's performing a search on Google for your service and then they go to their Facebook page looking at pictures or stories, they will be retargeted with your ad. It's like your ad is almost reminding them, hey, you're looking for this service. Here is the company that offers it. Now that ad, we could retarget an audience by interest, income level, or location. They click on the ad, they're calling you directly. A lot of our clients, I will tell you, have seen great results. We will include a website for you that we build, host, and maintain. We attach that website where you're listed, and we cover the mobile platform. Now, anyone that uses their iPhone, Android, or tablet would also find you listed on the first page. Okay? And that's what the $249 is going to cover monthly. The other part of this program is called Google Guaranteed. There is that application fee of $250. It's a one-time application fee. You fill it out and submit your application. We push it through to get it approved by Google. Google Guaranteed are the ones that you'll see at the very top of the page. In the search results, they have a check mark that says sponsored Google Guaranteed. Now, Hunter, that is Google's pay-per-lead program, not like Angie's leads. Because these leads are going to come to you in the form of a phone call. You are not sharing them with anyone. They are only sent to you. Okay? You actually qualify for it because you could pass a background check because they only go back 7 years. And I know for a fact you have a clean record, especially being a firefighter, right? Yeah. And they only require, the certificate of liability insurance. And you have that, okay? Once you pass and get approved, okay, it takes about 4 to 8 weeks. I've seen some get approved in 3 weeks. It really depends on how quickly you respond to the background check and submit your application. But once you're approved, there is an activation budget. To activate your leads, it's $468. Now, that's going to give you up to 13 leads in the month. Your leads are $36 a lead. Now, Hunter, if someone's calling you to remove a tree that is completely outside of your services, Google has to credit the lead back to you. It's unqualified. If somebody called you to solicitate you or to see if you're hiring, that is an unqualified lead that is credited back. What they consider a qualified lead is if you talked about pricing over the phone or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate. Okay? You do not have to call and dispute them because Google has an AI system set up that will identify what is qualified and what's not. However, we also have a team that's monitoring it. So if we saw that one slip through the cracks, we will dispute it with Google on your behalf to get it credited back. If you only got one lead in the month, what's left over from that budget of 468, it's going to roll over. So now that following month, you're only paying $36 because you're paying for the lead that you received the month before. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Google Guaranteed, you can pause those leads as many times as you need to for as long as you need to. There's no limitation on it. So if you're going on vacation or you're just on a project that's going to take you a couple weeks, you call us and say, hey, shut off my leads. We shut them off. We don't turn them back on until you call us back to turn them back on. Okay? So this ideal package to get it started today would be $499. The following month, on the 30th, you will only be charged the $249 because we're still getting you approved for the Google Guaranteed. Then once you're approved for the Google Guaranteed, we will call you to notify you of the approval and to activate your leads within 3 days, unless if you tell us otherwise. Okay? Sure. Then you would have the activation budget. And then depending on what you get in the first month determines what you pay the following month.
Gotcha.
Okay? What do you think about this program?
Definitely... Seems worth it. I'm looking at price. So $499 first month, and that second month it goes to $249.
Yeah, let's calculate the math on it, right? Because I'm a numbers girl. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So you figure like this. And here's the thing. I'm always going to be super upfront with you and transparent. We're going to ask you stick it out 2 months. Okay? We call it a 2-month verbal agreement, but you pay monthly. This is a month-to-month program. No contract. You can cancel at any time. As long as you call 3 business days before that next billing is due, okay, once you've completed your 2 months with us, then you're not going to be charged. We will not charge you a cancellation fee. Okay? We'd rather part as friends. So, today you paid $499, right? You know on the 30th of October, we're going to charge you then the $249, okay? Because that's doing the management and programming of the local listing first page, the Facebook advertising, the maintenance of the website, the directories as well, and the mobile platform, okay?
Right.
Now, let's just say that November 1st, right, or November 2nd, whenever, you get approved for Google Guaranteed. We're going to call you to notify you of that. Okay? And you might say, hey, activate the leads now. Or you know what? Can you activate them next week? Then that's when they would activate the leads. Okay? So you would have the 468. So how I say it is like this. There would be a month, okay, where you would be paying the $249 and the 468 to activate your leads, depending on when you get approved.
Right.
Okay? Does that kind of make sense?
Yes.
Is that what you were thinking? Okay, what's that number?
And you're saying that 1 month where it kind of doubles up, after that, is that number more like 468 a month?
Well, here's the thing, too. You can... Okay, so I'll give you an example. Let's say you've already paid your 2 months, right? You've been with us 2 months, and we called you today, and we're like, hey, you got approved for Google Guaranteed. You had already paid your $249, right, your second month. Now, you're like, you know what? Go ahead and activate my leads. We activate them. But let's say that first month you only got one lead. So the following month, you always know that the 30th of each month, you're being charged the $249, right?
Okay.
Let's say October 5th, you activated the leads for the Google Guaranteed on October 5th, right? So that first month, you only got one lead. You know that was $36. There was a balance that was left that rolled over to the next month. So now in October, you're still paying the $249 on October 30th, but November, you're only paying $36. So it depends, because there could be months that you got all 13 leads, but only 10 qualified. So you know that they're crediting you back for the 3 leads, right?
Right.
will say this. If you keep both programs, if you kept both of them, because remember, they're 2 separate programs combined into one. If you kept both running, you would never pay no more than the $249 and the $468, you would never pay more than $717 in that month if you're paying all 13 leads again and the $249 package. It would never be no more than the $717. Does that make a little bit more sense?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah,
But let's say 6 months down the road, you're like, you know what? I'm so happy with Google Guaranteed. I don't want to do the other program. You could always cancel that and just stick with the Google Guaranteed. You can also say, I want more than 13 leads in the month. Can you guys increase it to 20? Absolutely. So we can change it to where you get up to 20 leads. The minimum monthly budget would change, but not the cost per lead.
Right, right.
Okay. But yeah, you always have those options.
And that other one, I'm sorry, the $249 one, you know, that that goes with, like, the website.
Yes.
Facebook advertising.
It's also going to include the Google Local Map first page, which is that Google Business profile. We're also going to help get the reviews on that profile. Yeah, we do all that.
Yeah,
all of it.
Google Business.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's going to be things that we'll require from you. You know, minimal things that we'll need so that we can get the work done on our end. We're going to do all the work, but we do need you to be involved only because we like to keep the open communication. We're going to do all the work, so that you can still focus on your job, you know?
Yep.
But
yep.
I'll tell you, this is a program, you know, people that call those that are part of the Google Guaranteed program, I'm going to tell you, are more inclined to calling you because they know that you've met Google's requirements to be a part of that program.
Right.
So
right.
You can also be, and let me ask you, Hunter, are there certain areas that you like to target?
I wish I could work Lake Martin and Lake Jordan, like, every day. But
mm-hmm.
I just feel like there's a ton of work in Montgomery.
Okay.
Like a ton
okay.
of, and, you know, Montgomery, I know, you know, people that thought about Montgomery. I've worked in Montgomery. Like, that's where I was with Montgomery Fire Department. Like, I worked in Montgomery. I love Montgomery. It don't bother me. I know a lot of people that work in Montgomery, and it's an older place. And those houses they need work. It's clear as day, those houses.
That one house, was it in Montgomery? The one that you posted?
It was. It sure
no
was.
No way.
It was.
It was like a complete, like, 360 change on that, man. Beautiful.
Yeah, it was
I'm
crazy.
Like,
and we actually, like, it was, like, the cost wasn't too crazy either.
Yeah.
You know, the popcorn ceilings, getting rid of those, that was a little pain, but, you know, it was, they're same
cabinets. Oh, yeah, those could be, definitely. Popcorn ceilings are pain.
You know, we saved
but
the
you
same
did amazing work.
We finished them. What else? They did get new countertops, you know, tile floor.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't like an overwhelming price, I would say. Like, we tried to help them out a little bit, and it turned out good.
You did amazing. Absolutely. So, I mean, what do you think? Do you think this is worth giving a shot? You know, this
you know,
was a competitive
thinking,
Hunter?
I definitely think I want to take a chance on it. And I will also say, I know I'm actually going there today. I'm in the final steps of the home out on Pike Road. And I should be, it was a pretty good one. And I mean, I'm expecting, you know, to get a check into this week. So, and I'm sitting here thinking, like, I might as well take a chance with some of that money from that one. And just, I think it's worth it for sure.
I'm going to tell you, I feel like once you get them on the phone and they see the work that you do, you're good at selling your services. Most definitely. And I think this is the perfect time. The beauty of our program is that once we move forward with you, we close out the category. Like right now, I'm going to be super honest with you. That's just my style, right? And I don't say it again to pressure
right.
anybody, because I like when people are upfront with me, like be a straight shooter. So we're both on the same page.
Yep.
My team, I'll tell you, they're still calling out on this position because I'm being told by my managers, fill it today. We are super selective on the type of people, you know, businesses that we want to work with. Okay. The reason that Tara wanted me to speak with you, and she said it, she's like, listen, I feel he's a really great fit. And I agree with her. You do quality work, you know, and it shows in the pictures that I've seen, and there's no negative reviews about you. So what I want to be clear on this is when we say our listing's exclusive, that means we're only working with you in your area. We're not going to turn around and sign up one of your competitors. And it's because Google
right.
gives us those guidelines for being a channel partner to them. So I just kind of wanted
right.
to reassure you on that. This is not like an Angie's where you're sharing these leads and, like, you know, three other guys are calling them. It's you that we're working with. Or else we'd be working against ourselves if we signed up other companies
right.
in your area.
Right.
That won't benefit
right.
us or much less you. Okay.
Right.
Hunter, what's the best email for you?
It's going to be stubshunter96@gmail.com.
Is that Stubbs with one B or two?
Two.
Okay.
Yeah, I probably should have a Lakeside email, and I just don't yet. I'm telling you.
It's okay.
I don't have
it. Does the wifey so help you a little bit?
Does
she help
she
you
does.
A little?
She,
uh-huh.
Yeah, she does. She's so busy, too. She works, every day.
What does she do?
You know, she's in medical sales. She's got a pretty cool gig. She's with a
really?
Company called Shield, and they just started a product a couple of years ago, and it's a blood work that catches colon cancer, but it's blood work.
No way.
The days of putting stuff in a box and shipping it off are gone.
Really?
She enjoys it. Yeah, it's pretty neat.
For colon cancer, you were saying?
Yep.
Wow. It's so weird. That just gave me chills. You know, my husband is in remission. He had kidney and colon cancer 5 years ago.
That's awful.
So when you said that just gave me like chills, you know. I'm very familiar with all the, I'll tell you this. Technology has come a long ways, right? When my aunt, my godmother, my mom's sister had colon cancer back like almost 40 years ago. And well, she passed away at the age of 48. But back then the technology wasn't the same as it is now. So many people now can survive from it, you know, especially if you catch it early enough, you know what I mean?
Yep. It's so much like my dad, I look at him like I remember when he went through this, he would not do what he's supposed to do and send it off. But now, you know, it's just part of screening when you're going for your checkup. So they just pull that blood work and then check the box, you know. That's pretty awesome.
Well, you know what? You got to think about it too, Hunter. I mean, someone who's going through treatments and through the whole, you know, nine yards of it, you know how many times they get poked and pricked? My husband's like, I feel like a pincushion. I don't even think I have veins anymore because of everything that they've done. And now, well, he does dialysis now, but I mean, sometimes he's like, he's had to go, you know, to the ER because, you know, for whatever reason, complications or what have you. And he's like, and they're like, oh, they can't draw blood or even do his blood pressure from the left side of his left arm because he's got a fistula. So they can only use the right side. And sometimes it's like, it takes them a while to try to even get a vein where they could draw blood. He's like, I'm a pincushion over here.
I have had my fair share of patients. I feel bad sometimes. I'm like, I know this hurts.
You're like, I'm sorry. And it's like, it's okay. Just get it done.
Yeah, it's like, okay, but it's not really okay.
They're like, just hurry up. They're saying it's okay, but not really. Hunter, I sent you an email right now with a recap of what we discussed. Okay. This way you have it there just as your proof that this is what you're paying. Okay. The best phone number for us to reach you on is this number, right? The 334-322-8012.
Yes. And what is your number as well?
I'm going to actually text it to you right now because I want you to save it in your contacts.
Okay.
So whenever our customer service department calls you, they're going to call you from our 877 number, okay? So make sure, I'm going to actually send you mine first. I'm at the same number, the same 877. My extension is 623. However, you are going to have a team dedicated to your account. Whenever you have updates, changes, questions, concerns, you would call the 877 number, okay? Also, with this specific package, we are also going to assign an account manager to you. So this way you also have an account manager. Aside from the team managing your account, there will also be an account manager involved. Okay? More hands and eyes on it, the better, right?
Yep.
Did you get the two text messages that I just sent you?
I sure did.
Perfect. Now, Hunter, what is your last name? This is just for the account here with us.
Stubbs, S-T-U-B-B-S.
Oh, okay. Now, your company, do you like it to read as Lakeside Home and for Stand Property Solutions with the LLC or without?
I think without's fine.
It's your preference, to be honest.
Yeah, I would go without. I mean, it's a pretty long name, and I feel like it just makes it even longer.
It's okay. You know, some people prefer to have it and not. You know, it's really your preference. Okay?
Right.
All right. Okay. And then let me take a look here. What is the address that's associated with the business? Is it like your home address?
Yes.
Okay. What's that address?
It's 169 Law Ridge Road.
As it sounds?
Yep.
Okay. One word or two words?
Two words.
Okay. And is that street, road, drive?
Road.
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 Okay.
And that is in Deatsville, Alabama.
Deatsville, right?
Yep.
Okay. Does it, okay, Lawridge, Lawridge, right?
Yep.
Okay. Is it 36022?
Yep, that's it.
Okay, perfect. Now, because this is the address that's associated with the business, okay, we're going to hide the address because it's your home address. No
yep.
one needs to know where you live at. Okay, so just an
All
FYI.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, because so is this like a place where you receive your mail, or is it the actual address of the home?
I guess both. It's like we have like a private road out here, and there's like four dwellings out here.
Okay, got it.
So.
Okay, so you're
kind of in a rural area, right? Oh, yeah,
sort of?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, okay. All right, perfect. Is that also what's registered with the business, like with the LLC, that address?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. As long as that's the same address. Okay, beautiful. Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. Hunter,
we actually,
we're going
to... We live like in a barnuminium, and my shop is like my workshop, and it is... I mean,
oh, nice.
I'm sure you can imagine what it's like. It's, I have so much crap in here. I get home and like, get everything out of my truck and try to load stuff back up for the next
What
day.
Does your wife like, say? You know what? Let me tell you. My husband has got tools, fish and stuff. Like, I feel like he's always bringing, his dad's like, oh, son, I cleaned out my garage. I'm going to send you. I said, no more stuff. Do not send him with anything.
I probably have. Every tool I need, I can guarantee that.
Well, let me tell you, my husband, he was just telling my nephew, because my husband used to work for my brother-in-law, right, as a mechanic at his shop.
Mm-hmm.
So my husband, if he had to borrow a tool one time, that was more one too many times, he would turn around and buy it.
Yep,
I started
completely.
So my husband, God bless him, but he was telling my nephew, my brother-in-law's son, because he's our godson, and he's actually starting to buy little tools for himself, because the goal is to take over the dad's business, right? And he's like 15 years old. He's all, Andrew, you need to come to my house. I got a bunch of tools I can give you. And I said, yeah, his doubles. He goes, well, actually, I have a lot of them that are three of the same one. I'm like, I'm not even going to entertain that conversation with you right now.
I feel like I do that too sometimes, just because I have stuff.
You say you just never know.
You never know.
Yeah, when it comes to like the Facebook ads, so with Facebook ads, you know, we could target like mile radius, right? Like 50 miles. Do you want to target 50
right.
miles, or do you want to come in like zone in a little closer, or pick certain areas?
Let me kind of look. Let me look up.
Okay.
About 50 miles. Google Maps.
Are you looking at like what cities are 50 miles from around you?
Yeah, I'm trying to use my Google Maps has this thing. It can show
Let
you.
Let me see if I can look it up. So if I'm looking at cities 50 miles from Deets. My friends from, I always mess it up. do you guys say it as mobile, right? I always say mobile. She's like, no, girl, that's not how you say it. I always mess it up.
Down south, like closer to the beach.
Yes. Yeah, she was actually born and raised there a few years.
Yeah.
Mobile? Okay.
We call it like Mobile.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes I mess it up. I was talking to another man about a year ago, and he was like, oh, no, honey, you say it like this. And she always laughs because I tell her, I go, why is it when you talk to people from Alabama, your southern accent comes in? She goes, I don't know.
It's a real thing. It's a real thing. I actually had a buddy from when I was in junior college. We had a guy from New York, and when he went home for Christmas, his parents were like, why do you sound like this? I guess it rubs off for sure. It rubs off.
You know, I was looking at, here are some cities located approximately 50 miles from Deetsville, Alabama. Prattville, Millbrook, Montgomery, Wetumpka, Elmore, Pine Level, Agataville, Billingsley, Coosada, Tuxkey. Alexander City, Selma. Man, I'm messing up these names. Lord help me. Troy. Hoover. Auburn.
I will. You know, let's just do 50.
You want to do 50? Okay. And you know you could always scale it back if you need to. With Google Guarantee, you can be very specific to the cities. When we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, or all three?
All three fine.
Okay.
Preferably like phone calls and text messages.
Well, why don't I put that you prefer phone call and text. It's whatever your preference is when we're talking with you. So I'm going to put phone and text. And then one thing I want to tell you is to prevent you from getting a bunch of spam calls, we put a tracking number that is actually going to be linked to your phone number. It's a local tracking number to your area. So this allows you to track your phone calls. And you could also block spam calls. If a spam call came in, you could block it. It's also a really cool tool. So let's say you wrote down an address, you're on your way to that prospect's house and you forgot it at home. You can go back into your client dashboard, your reporting system, and retrieve the address from there by pulling the call. Okay? So that'll be included. Your Facebook page, you're just going to add us on as managers so that way we can go in and manage the Facebook ads. We're going to do the creation of the ad. You don't have to do any of that. I'm putting for the website that you have your own business logo and that you have some photos, okay? And
yeah, I got a camera roll full. If I could send them somewhere and they could.
I'll even give you the email. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh, that's good. That's really, really good. I would still encourage you to still, try to post on your Facebook page, okay? Even once a month, even if it's just once a month, keep your content fresh on Facebook, okay? And then let me see here. Now, this general contractor is what we're putting you under for the Google Guaranteed.
Okay.
Now, let me tell you what those subcategories are, okay? So this way you know. Some of those categories, the subcategories are going to be, do you ever do accessory buildings or no? Like a garage port or a garage?
I'm actually about to do one in Lake Martin. But that's one of those jobs where I have to have, somebody kind of come in. Just that holds a license just because it's the price point on it.
Yeah. So let me tell you about it. We don't have to put that listed yet, okay?
Okay.
You don't have to. I'm saying the reason why I'm going to read these off to you is because if some of these you're like, I don't want accessory buildings, any leads for that, we're not going to put it on the list. So if someone called you for an accessory building and you said, oh, no, I'm sorry, I can't do that, they have to give you that credit back because it's not listed on your profile for the Google Guaranteed.
Gotcha.
Make sense?
Gotcha.
Unless if you want it listed, then that's different.
I mean, I definitely do them. Like, that's the thing.
Okay.
You know, there's definitely ways to you know,
to go around it. Yeah, of course.
Without holding any license yet.
Okay.
Actually, that's perfect.
Best friend. You probably know better than I do. You know,
there's ways to do things. Yeah, it's a finicky thing when you start getting up on those prices. I hear you.
Now, there's also decks and patios, exterior finishing, foundations and concrete, commercial projects, home remodels and renovations, which would be like the kitchen and bathroom remodels, home additions, home building, interior finishing and roofing. So the team, once you get approved, they will go over those with you to see which ones you do want listed. Okay, so just so you're aware. Now, I'm putting on here, let's see, and I appreciate your patience. I just like to make sure I notate everything correctly because I don't want nothing missed. On the background check, there's two companies that Google uses. One is called Pinkerton and the other one is called Evident ID. Once we know who it is that's going to run your background check, we're going to notify you because within 24 hours, you need to respond. It's what we call real time. One might ask you to upload the front and back copy of your driver's license because they're verifying it's you that they're running the background check on. The other one might say put your birth date, your name, your social, because again, they are identifying it's you, but we will notify you first of who you're going to receive it from. Okay. So that you're on the lookout. And I'm assuming you have some kind of state ID or passport, right? Or driver's license?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And then I'm putting insurance, yes, license not required for your industry. And then let's see here. Hours of operation. Are you Monday through Friday? Like, do you want, you know, people are going to call you whenever they want, but what does it say?
I really don't.
You put 24 hours.
I did, and I've gotten calls before. I actually had one last night, but it was instead of going out, I kind of talked the customer through it. Kind of got it figured out, but
well, you know what?
Yeah,
you're going to get blessed for that, you know? Other people would probably know.
Well, I told her, I said, you know, it's going to be like $300 to come out there. She was like, that's really high. And I was like, well, tell me what you're looking at, type deal. And I mean, I'm not going to lie, it was a very simple fix. She just had to put on wrong on some pecs, some water leaking.
Well, that was kind of you to walk them through it. So do you typically, do you want me to put something like, I don't know, like a Monday through Friday with like a certain hour? I mean, you know, people are going to call you anyways, but.
Yeah. I mean, 7 to 5. Yeah.
Monday through Friday. And that doesn't mean people won't call you on the weekends or you can't schedule something, but at least you kind of give them that time. Okay.
Right.
All right. So I got that. The only thing left, Hunter, is going over billing. Before I even process a payment, I do walk you through what we call a voice verification recording. And it's because I have you at that pricing that's discounted, right, the pre-agreement. And it's an added form of protection for you that we send in writing along with your invoice. So it'll go over billing date. If you need to cancel, please make sure you call 3 business days before the billing is due. So this way you don't incur any charges. There is no cancellation fee. Okay. When I'm walking you through this voice verification, if there is anything at all that you don't understand, can you just do me a favor and say, Nadine, hey, what does that mean? So that way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I always prefer that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process a payment. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Hunter, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
It would be like Lakeside Home and Property Solutions.
Please state your name and title within the business.
My name's James Hunter Stubbs, and title is owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, calls will come from our customer service number, so please save our number, the 877-635-6225, which is the number I texted you. Please make sure to save that number as Local Splash under your contacts. Always allow 24 hours for Local Splash to return all calls to you, okay?
Okay.
Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. Now, you can choose that the security question either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
I'm going to go my first pet's name.
Okay. What was your first pet's name?
Sophie.
Sophie?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you spell it with the IE?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm gonna explain to you on this, okay? Let's say you get someone calling you saying they're Local Splash, but you're just not sure, okay? What you're gonna ask is, what's my security question? If they disconnect the call on you, you know it wasn't us calling. If they refuse to give you the security question, you disconnect the call on them, okay? Another example is several of my clients get called by a company called Yelp. They basically offer advertising services for their specific directory listing. If you do receive these calls, and maybe you're interested in trying it out, let me know, okay, Hunter, because I possibly can offer you a more discounted rate, okay?
Okay.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment, or actually let me go to this part, as part of the verification process, okay, it's essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. These may include business license, or it could be like your LLC, okay, proof of insurance, the Google Guaranteed application, and any other recommended items for the Google Business Verification. We do kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within that time frame may result in delays or suspension of the account. Do you agree to submit these items within the 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup would be charged today's date, which is September 30th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $499. This is a two-month verbal agreement, so your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 30th day of each month in the discounted amount of $249. This is a monthly recurring payment. Remember, you're not being charged for the leads until you get approved for the Google Guaranteed and we notify you of the approval. And then we would like to activate them within 3 days unless if you tell us otherwise. Okay?
Right.
You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. you must speak with a representative for the cancellation, okay? To prevent those charges for the next month of service, we do ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, so that way you don't incur the charge. There's not going to be a cancellation fee, okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. So that concludes that. The only things left is processing the payment. I schedule a client interview with one of our technicians so that way we can get you through the notes that you and I went over. They'll talk to you about the website. They're going to talk to you about the Google local listing. They're going to go over a lot more in detail. That's really where the magic happens, not so much with me. But I'd like to schedule that at a time that's going to be convenient for you, okay? How does your schedule look for today or tomorrow? Because the sooner we get you through it, the faster we're moving. You know?
Today, actually, I'm somewhat open until about 3.
Okay.
Then about 3, I got to run to Pike Road, and I got a countertop coming in for a bathroom. So.
Oh, nice. Is it granite?
It is quartz, actually.
Oh, really?
I think quartz, which is kind of crazy. Quartz and granite, there is really no price difference.
No?
And I think, not really. And I think
what do you like better?
I like quartz.
You like the?
I don't think it scratches. I think granite scratches, in my opinion.
Really? That's good to know.
I really do.
Yeah. You know, sometimes as a homeowner, you might think one product is better, but you being the expert, you're going to know. So I always trust the judgment of the person who's doing the work, you know?
It's funny to that. It's crazy. People that just have known, like, they just always just heard granite their whole life, and they're like, oh, I want granite. And I'm like, well, have you ever
You're
heard
like,
of,
and you have you no know, idea.
Well, let me start to get it.
Like, if you only knew. So, Hunter, there is, you prefer to go by Hunter, right? Because that's what I'm putting in the notes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I do have an appointment today. Okay. Let me see the time that I have. You said it has to be before 3, right?
Yes.
Okay. I have an appointment from 1 to 2. Will that work for you?
Yeah, I can do that.
Or actually, I could probably get you an appointment within the next 30 minutes. What do you... Yeah, no, that'll be 1 to 2 because it's almost that time.
Yeah, that's probably
okay.
That'll
work.
I do have a question about payment.
Yeah.
Can I change the car number for, like, the next occurring payment?
Yes, yes. So as long as make sure you change it at least three business days before your next bill is due, so that way you don't get charged on that other card.
Okay.
So whatever card you use today... Make sure that if you don't want that card being charged for the next payment of $249, change it.
Yep.
I would say change it by the 25th, okay, of October. No later than that, so this way you don't forget. You know what I mean? It's always better to change it a few days before, okay?
Yep.
The card that you're using, does that have your name, the business name, or both?
It has my name, that's what I'm going to... Probably put it on my personal day, but I'd like it to be on my business card going forward.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that. No worries. So the one that you're going to use today, is it under James Hunter Stubbs, or how is it listed?
It reads J. Hunter Stubbs.
Oh, J. Hunter Stubbs. Okay. Okay. Same billing address as the 169 Law Ridge Road?
This one's actually different.
Okay.
Well,
what's the billing address?
18 Skyview Drive, and Skyview's two words.
Skyview, two words, Drive. Okay. What city?
Wetumpka, Wetumpka.
Umpka. How do you pronounce that again?
Wetumpka.
Wetumpka.
It's an old Indian name. That's
I was going to say it's native, right?
Name.
Yeah. What's
native.
The zip code? No worries.
0693.
Okay. And I probably only need 5 more minutes. We're almost done. I appreciate your patience. Is this a MasterCard, Visa, Discover, American Express?
Visa.
And what's the card number when you're ready?
4445-2500-0955-7931.
Expiration month and year?
0428.
And the CVV code on the back?
271.
Okay. Give me just 1 second. And in a couple minutes, once I process that payment, you're going to start receiving receipts and emails. Or, well, one receipt, both your email and your text message is what I meant, not receipts. I would have been like, how many days are you charging, girl? I promise I'm not putting my Starbucks on there. Okay, let me go here. You're like, what the heck? You said one time. Okay, let me do this. Now, I'm going to do my best to not be on another call when it's time for your client interview because I always love to do the introduction. In fact, let me just make sure that there's someone available for that time because I want to make sure I would rather knock it out, you know?
Yep.
Here. How's your guys' weather right now? Is it kind of humid?
It's still humid and still hot, in my opinion.
Really?
Yep.
You're not going to believe.
It.
Yeah, over here with us, it's like it literally looks like it's going to rain. I'm not even joking. In fact, it rained the other day. I was so mad. I was like, why is it every time I wash my car? Every time I wash my car, it rains. I'm like, you know, sometimes I'm like, I should have just threw soap on it and then let the rain wash it out.
We've had like a drought. We haven't had rain in like a month.
Really? That's kind of surprising for your area, right?
Yeah, for sure. It's been pretty dry.
Oh, man. Now, Hunter, there's going to be two that I need you to look for. They were sent to your email and your text messages. And so one is going to say initial invoice. Do you also want me to notate your wife on the account that she can make changes just in case if in the event you're not able to call in and make the change? Do you want me to notate her on here?
Like what changes? What
well, let's just say you were like, oh, man, I need them to make some changes on my hours, and you tell her, hey, can you call? If she's not noted on the account, then what happens is we're like, we need Hunter to call us to authorize you to make changes.
Yep. Well, that's fine. I can just leave her off.
Just leave it as you? Okay.
Yeah.
But if you ever need her to, just know it's real simple. You just add her on there. You're like, I'll just do it. Because then you got to buy her more stuff, right?
Yeah,
if she's helping you out. Now she's an employee. My husband used to tell me, if you're helping me with my work, I'm going to fire you if you don't do a good job. I'm like, I wish you would fire me. Okay. So I need you to find the one that says initial invoice. And then there's one that – there's actually three of them that I need you to find, but whichever one you find first. I don't know if you want to read off to me which is what you see, and then I'll tell you which one.
I see the ideal package in the subject.
Not that one. What do you see after that?
I think I see. I think it's like an invite.
Okay. What was after that or before that? There's one that'll say, okay, what does it say? Pictures needed for Google verification, right? Okay, beautiful. So there is a list that we send you. These are pictures of items that we need. They will not be posted online. But basically, this is going to help us get you verified for your Google Business profile. You'll send us pictures of your work tools, your work equipment, your work vehicle, your LLC, your insurance. On that list, you're just going to send us the items that you can, and the ones that you don't have, don't worry about it. Okay? Just send us what you can. There's another one that should have came after or before that that'll say initial invoice.
Initial invoice.
And it'll say, hello, Jay Hunter. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email. What's the next? Let me resend it to you because sometimes it gets buried.
Okay.
So that way you see it right away. Okay, resent it.
Oh, I see it.
You see it now? Okay. So it goes on to say, hello, Jay Hunter. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below this email. Please note this will be a recurring charge based upon the terms identified below. Okay. Please click here to accept your subscription terms. Click on that.
Okay, let's see.
And then tell me where it takes you.
Please click here. Send me to a page where I can check.
Okay, beautiful. You're on the page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience, right?
Yep.
Okay. So on the first box, make sure it's your phone number that's in the mobile, that says we're mobile phone. Make sure it's your box, or your box, your phone number in the box, right? Where it says mobile phone. The first box, you're going to click in it because you're saying that you agreed to receive text messages from us, okay, on your cell phone. The next box says that you certify that you are the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all your information is true and correct. And then the next box says that you acknowledge that the payments are recurring and automatic. Okay.
Okay.
And then at the very bottom where it says to sign, and you might have to turn your phone sideways, but you're going to type your name exactly as it reads there. Do not put a period after the J. Just put J space Hunter space Stubbs and then confirm your signature. The date is already there. Okay. And then you'll just submit it. When you do that, it should open up another page that's asking you to put a username and password.
Yep.
Okay. That text message that I had sent you earlier that had our customer service number, the second text, it said, here are your credentials for your client dashboard. Those are the credentials that you're going to use. Your username would be your phone number with no dashes. Your password is all lowercase, one word, map, local. Okay? That's what you would put right here where you see the username and password. That's where you go in to track your results with us. Okay?
Okay.
Now, there's one that also says Google Guaranteed Campaign Begins. That is your application. When you open up that message, there will be to continue the application process for the program, please review and complete this application form. So the application form is a hyperlink. When you click on it, it's going to open up that application. Okay, some of that information is already going to be like pre-filled out for you. So when you're filling it out, okay, on the part that's asking the license, you don't need to upload the license there. because a business license is not required for your specific category for the Google guarantee. Okay. When it's asking about the employees, so like for the license, you just put NA. For the employees, you're going to put zero because you don't have any employees that are face-to-face bidding and collecting money from your customers, correct? Or your potential clients. Correct. It's only you. So you put zero.
Yeah.
Anywhere that it's asking about the employee's information, you're going to put N/A for not applicable. Do you have an EIN by chance?
Yeah, I don't know. I have it somewhere.
Okay. If you have an EIN where it's asking for the EIN, just put the EIN number. I was going to say, because if you didn't have an EIN, then you would put your social again. But since you have the EIN, just make sure you input it there. Okay?
Okay.
Now, starting from today, okay, I'm going to make sure to be available to introduce you to the technician. We're going to call you from the 877 number. So just make sure that you answer all the calls within that hour. We're going to call you between 1 and 2, closer to 1 o'clock. Okay?
Okay.
If for some reason we call you and you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you guys call me back? We will call you right back. Now, starting from today, Hunter, within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in the directories. 7 to 14 days, Facebook ads and website are live. Keep in mind, all these things could already be generating phone calls for you. What I will always say in our terms and condition, getting you verified on Google for the business profile, optimizing you to that first page and maintaining you there, I'm always going to tell you 45 to 60 days, even when I've seen it happen sooner, because I prefer to under-promise and over-deliver. The team, I will also request for them to make you a tiny link once you're verified so we can get you some 5 reviews on your profile. We're going to help you generate some reviews. Okay?
Okay.
I would like to be the first to welcome you and congratulate you. Welcome to our local Splash family. Thank you so much, Hunter, for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I am super, super excited for you. Do you have any other questions for me before we call you shortly? I'm going to also text you.
Do y'all have an app as well? Do y'all have an app by chance?
Yes, I'm going to tell the team to speak with you about the app as well, which will help you keep track of everything a lot better. And then I'm going to text you if you want to start sending pictures. It's better if you email them. Okay? So I'm going to text you photos@localsplash.com. You send them there, and they'll know where to list them. Okay?
Okay.
All right, my dear. You're all set. So we'll talk to you shortly, okay? Just make sure to pick up your calls.
Okay, I will. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. My pleasure.
All right, have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, see you. Bye.
Uh-huh.